My name is Caroline Corcoran, and I am on the teaching staff for the Forerunner program. I've been holding morning yoga sessions for the staff and community here. My background in yoga is started with interest in kids yoga through the work that I have done with children. So I did a few trainings with Next Generation Yoga and Little Flower Yoga, and then continued on with Eight Limbs Yoga Studio in Seattle to complete my 200-hour yoga teacher training. The theme for this summer that we were asked to explore in connection to the lessons that I was bringing here to Holden were connected to the fire that recently happened here last year. And so using that theme, as well as just kind of introducing some of the concepts and themes from yoga, I created a few lesson plans. The first one was titled The Land of Our Bodies. And one of the beautiful things that I really resonate with about yoga is the way that it helps us access and reconnect with our bodies. Even today, the jobs and time that we spend sitting in a chair, not really using the full range of our motion, it's just becoming more prevalent in everyone's day-to-day activities. And so having the opportunity to get on your hands and knees or onto your belly and your back to move your body in all of these ways that it can move is just a really beautiful gift. And I like this idea of looking at your body as land or the landscape, because there are parts of our bodies that can be tight, closed, cramped, injured, other parts that are really open, loose and flexible. And another beautiful thing about the body is that it's the thing that's rooting us and grounding us into the present moment. And with the trauma and pain and joy and all the ranges of emotion, the reaction to the fire that happened here, it's a really amazing tool to be able to come back into the present moment, regardless of what has happened or what is going to happen, and to get connected to your breath as well, which is kind of connected to the second theme that I was working with, the second lesson, the sky of our mind. And this is another really interesting component that yoga speaks to, and actually yoga is a lot more focused around working with our mind and our thoughts and sitting in meditation. And so using this theme of our minds being the sky and kind of working with this idea that potentially our thoughts can be taking us away from our essence, the presence, the source that we are, by distracting us with the past and the future and all the things we need to figure out, and that those capacities are very important, but also can sometimes overrun the show and distract us. And so having the ability to focus, to drop in, to reconnect to our breath, and to kind of access that inner wisdom and stillness is a really beautiful opportunity and something that I think is important to cultivate, especially in a world that is getting so busy and there's so many things going on, and also in a world where we just never know what's going to happen. And so having tools to calm us and recenter us are really powerful. And then the final lesson is the song of our heart. And the idea behind this being that once you've become present in your body and are connected there, have been able to quiet your mind and reconnect there, that then really this space opens up to say, who am I and what do I have to offer? And when I'm really integrated and connected, what does my heart feel and how can I live from that space? And I think the more that we can cultivate these practices, and they can be accessed in many different ways, this is just one of them, that I think overall as a collective, we can support each other to stay healthy in body, mind, and spirit, and ultimately that these practices can really support the Holden community here to just continue reconnecting and being present and offering their heart and their love and whatever they hope to do.